Testing one, two, three.
Microphone checker.
One, two, checker.
Microphone checker.
Whatever you said.
It's the Tonkast,
Hi, it's me, Todd Anderson Robin. Hey, Lego Batman.
So, what happens if Joker shoots one of his bombs onto Batman's wing?
Well, it depends if, are we talking about Batman or Lego Batman?
Lego Batman.
Okay, so if it's Lego Batman, and he doesn't have his bat shield up, then his wing will just blow right off. It's really... You have to have... When you're Lego Batman, you've got to make sure your shield is in full effect when fighting Joker.
So, what happens if Joker shoots one of his things onto Batman's part of his flyer? His rocket, and then what happens?
Well, again, if he doesn't have his shield up, it'll wreck his flyer, and he'll crash into the deepest recesses of Gotham City.
Will he die?
Well, I don't think so. He's got a lot of safety mechanisms inside the cockpit that will prevent him, and it probably, ultimately, if it crashes, it'll be revealed that inside the plane is some kind of motorcycle, and he'll take off on the motorcycle and get away.
So, what happens if Catwoman uses her whip to destroy different things, and Joker's on the loose shooting laugh bombs?
If Catwoman's using her whip against Batman?
Yeah.
And at the same time, so Joker and Catwoman have teamed up?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It seems like there's so many villains, and is there any other good guys that can help Batman in this situation? Because it seems like if it's two-on-one, Batman's pretty resourceful, and he's got a lot of cool gadgets and stuff, but if there's two of them, and one of them's got a whip, and the other one's got laugh bombs, I don't know. Things might not turn out well for Batman.
So let's say it this way. Let's say if Batman has his flyer and he has two others, Robin with his flyer and
what's getting all over your face? What is that?
Hair.
Is that hair?
Yeah.
Oh, is it cat hair?
Yeah.
There are a lot of cat hairs in your recording studio. You should, do you have a cat infestation? Should you remove the... You should call an exterminator.
Okay, let's start doing... So, let's say it this way.
So this is a new situation, but we didn't resolve the Catwoman whip and...
I know, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, we're getting back to that?
Yeah.
All right.
So... What?
Are you going to call exterminators for the cat? I feel like that these are two issues that need to be resolved as immediately as possible.
So is... Don't say it.
Okay, I won't.
So is... Let's say it this way. Uh-huh. There's Joker, Catwoman, and...
Joker, which you have a model, a Lego model of Joker in his helicopter. Well, Joker's not here, but his henchman is. And there's a ladder, I assume, that Joker gets up. And then you also have a model of, what is the name of the bat? It's like the bat plane or the bat jet or something? What's that
you
thing?
You said it last time, the bat wing.
I thought, oh, it's called the bat wing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, right, and those things he chucks are called batarangs. Right, yeah. Right. Okay, yeah, okay. So what's the outcome here?
There's Joker, Catwoman, and the lizard Batman bad guy, and there's Batman.
What's lizard Batman guy?
No, there's the lizard bad guy.
There's two. He's got to call the Justice League at this point.
And there's Batman, Robin, Captain America, and
Captain America. He's Marvel. You're mixing the universes. You mix DC and Marvel universes. That could cause a serious rift in our actual existence. Could create another parallel universe where everything's chaos.
Sorry, people, he's just very weird.
You think I'm being weird? I mean, I think it's pretty much sanctioned that if you mix the DC and Marvel universes, there'll be a terrible, terrible cataclysmic reaction. Where are you going?
I'm gonna get something.
You're going to get something?
Yeah.
All right. This is strange. He's the youngest host of podcast history. It's very, very strange. He's getting, I don't know what he's getting. What'd you get?
Does this have any proof?
Oh, that's Captain America on a motorcycle. Yeah. Oh, it's too bad this isn't a video podcast, because people could really see the magic that you've got. You've got a Captain America motorcycle, the Batwing, and then Joker in a helicopter. Man, now you've brought the Marvel and DC universes together. This is very exciting.
So what happens if Marvel and DC goes together and all those guys beat against all the superheroes in the whole world against all the bad guys in the whole world?
If the Marvel and DC universes can somehow exist without creating a cataclysmic event, I would say if they work together, the Avengers, right? That's what they're called, the Avengers and the Justice League. If they work together, if the corporate entities that controlled the rights to these fictional characters could come together and create real Avengers and real DC guys, then I'm saying world peace. There'll be no more trouble in the world. But no more trouble in the world. And also, I bet the Marvel and DC characters, if they were in the real world, they would insist that everyone change from fossil-based fuels to renewable energy such as solar and wind. World peace, man. World peace, man.
But what if all the bad guys in the whole world team up to fight, and all their guards will team up and fight all the good guys?
But that's what I'm saying. There's no way that all the bad guys, as bad as they are, can possibly defeat the Marvel and DC universes. Because Marvel and DC, they've got, like, all-powerful, benevolent gods, in addition to people who can, like, shoot arrows and stuff. I mean, there's no way you can defeat the Avengers and the Justice League teamed up together.
Let's
there's no
see.
Way.
What if... Let's say it this way. Imagine it just all turned out. Imagine the pirates were real in that time.
Uh-huh.
And pirates were on the bad team.
So now you're bringing in pirates? What kind of pirates? You mean ice pirates?
Yeah.
Or the ice pirates?
Yeah.
And the ice pirate good guys, you mean? Or the bad guys?
Bad guys.
But there aren't good ice pirates joining the Avengers and the...
And there is.
Oh, okay. I still think as long as you got the good ice pirates on board with the Avengers and the Justice League, that you'd still defeat the bad guys. Although, I will say that if the good ice pirates weren't willing to team up, then the bad ice pirate guys... I mean, one of them's Bruce Valanche. And I don't know if the Justice League and Avengers didn't have the good ice pirates on their side, if they'd be able, possibly, to defeat Bruce Valanche.
Well, okay. Imagine Joker's helicopter flying up.
It's easy for me to imagine it because you're using the Lego model you have to exemplify it. Yeah. Although the people who are listening to this podcast probably can't see that. But for me, it's very easy to visualize.
I know. So imagine the Joker's helicopter was flying over Metropolis, throwing laugh bombs everywhere, and Batman was fighting a different bad guy, and there's only Captain America left. Who would win?
I'm going to put my money on Captain America.
Why?
Because he's the Captain of America. Although, I gotta say, he's done a lot for this country, and it seems like maybe he should have been promoted to a higher rank than captain at this point. But you know what? Maybe he's just, that's where he wants to be. He's that kind of workhorse.
Let's check my cards.
You're gonna check your cards?
Let's check the cards. Let's see. Right!
I'm right? You have cards that say that?
Yeah. So Captain America will jump up, throw his shield, and it'll break when the wing's off, and then he won't be able to fly, and then he'll shoot his, he'll come back, he'll shoot it again, and it'll make a hole in his field, and it'll fall down, and then it'll explode.
Whoa, that is exciting. This is exciting! My stomach might get turned into knots, and I'll get, like, diarrhea or something. I'm so excited.
Don't make the other people look disgusted. You're just a kid, you know. They're just kids.
They're just kids? You think they'll throw up if they hear me talk about diarrhea? No, it's true.
Ashley, I think you're a kid.
You think I'm a kid?
You're a baby.
I am a 40-year-old man. And when I talk about diarrhea, I am being very serious.
Ooh, no. I'm scared. Like, really? Imagine you're just a henchman and I was Batman.
Ow, ow. Dead. Oh, I'm dead? Does that mean it's the end of the interview?
No.
Oh, it's
good. One more? So, what happened?
So, I'm talking to you from the afterlife. I'm dead and I'm talking to you from the spirit realm.
Yeah.
All right. What is your final question for me, Todd Anderson Robin?
No, you're Todd Anderson Robin.
I know. I said, what is your final question for me, Todd Anderson Robin? I was naming myself, not naming anyone else but me.
Okay. What happens if Batman jumps out of his thing, throws a batarang, it lands right here, it lands right in Joker's hand, and then he throws it back into Batman's face.
Then Batman will get a terrible bruise. But luckily now he'll have his batarang, and he can throw it back and create a terrible bruise on the Joker. I am saying this from the spirit realm.
Let's check my cards.
All right, I'm in the spirit realm.
You're right on everything.
I am right because I am all-seeing, because I am a spirit from the beyond.
Ashley, before you weren't, until I threw a batarang.
Yes, you killed me dead, and now I am a spirit, and I see all things.
Bye-bye, and then I guess now I just have to huck a box in your face.
Ow, you've hucked a box in my spirit face!
Goodbye!